नमो भगवती वासुदेवाय भगवती वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवती वासुदेवाय श्रीमद्भागवतम् फोर्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 25 टेक्स्ट 14 ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद दैट सिटी वाज सराउंडेड बाय वॉल्स एंड पार्क्स And within it were towers, canals, windows and outlets. The houses there were decorated with domes made of gold, silver and iron. Please repeat translation. That city was surrounded by walls and parks. And within it were towers, canals, windows and outlets. Houses there were decorated with domes made of gold, silver and iron. Purported by Srila Prabhupada. The body is protected by the walls of skin. The hairs on the body are compared to parts and the highest parts of the body like the nose and head are compared to towers. The wrinkles and depressions on different parts of the body are compared to trenches or canals. The eyes are compared to the windows and the eyelids are compared to protective gates. The three types of metal, gold, silver and iron represent the three modes of metal nature. Gold represents goodness, silver passion and iron ignorance. The body is also sometimes considered to be a bag containing three elements, three dhatu, mucus, bile and air. कफ पित्त एंड वायु जस्यात्म बुद्धि कुणपेति धातु के अकॉर्डिंग टू भागवतम 10:84-13 वन हु कंसीडर्स द बैग ऑफ म्यूकस बाइल एयर टू बी द साउथ इज कंसीडर नो बेटर देन ए काउ और एन आस पुरंजनस पूरा हां पुरंजन लिव्स इन ए वेरी नाइस सिटी हां वेरी नाइस सिटी हां City was surrounded with walls, paths, din. It were towers, canals, windows and outlets. The houses there were decorated with domes made of gold, silver and iron. Isn't it? Typical example of Puranjana here, sitting here, just sitting here. Isn't it? Very nice city. Residing in very nice city, enjoying. I am the owner of this city. I'm the enjoyer of this city, isn't it? Very nice city. I'll never leave this city. I'll forever stay here, Baba. Who can live in such a nice city? Do you want to live? Such nice city? Surrounded the walls, paths, within it were towers, canals, windows, outlets, and houses are decorated with domes of gold, silver and iron. Such nice city. Everybody Puranjan here. Live in this city. This body is city. Puranjan city. Enjoying. Isn't it? Nobody wants to leave this city. Yes. Such nice city I have gotten. How can I leave it? Isn't it? Enjoying in various ways, and every day making many plans, discoveries, many ways and means, invents many ways and means how to enjoy it better way, isn't it? Better way. Deluxe edition of animal life. Shastra says, you see, understand what Shastra says, Sadhu says, Guru says, Sadhu, Shastra, Mahadharu says, Lalo mundo thai heri, pari chinta hina, Lalo mundo thai heri, pari chinta hina, na নাই ভাবি এ দেহ ছাড়িব কোন দিন, নাই ভাবি এ দেহ দেহ গেহ কোড় ত্রাবি চিন্তা অবিরত, দেহ গেহ জাগি খেয়ে তাই মোর বুদ্ধি করি হত, জাগি খেয়ে তাই মোর বুদ্ধি করি হত, হায় হায় নাই বাবি অনিত্য এ সব, জীবন বি কত কোথা রহিবে বৈভব, জীবন বি কত কোথা রহিবে বৈভব, শ্মশানে শরীর মম অনিয়া রহিবে, শ্মশানে শরীর মম বিহঙ্গ পতন পায়ে বিহার করিবে, বিহঙ্গ পতঙ্গ পায়ে বিহার করিবে, কুকুর শৃগাল সব আনন্দিত হয়ে, কুকুর শৃগাল আনন্দিত হয়ে মহোৎসব করিবে মা মার দেহ লয়ে, মহোৎসব করিবে মার দেহ লয়ে, যে দেহর এই গতি তার অনুগত, দেহর এই গতি তার অনুগত, সংসার বৈভব আর বন্ধুজন গত, সংসার বৈভব অতএব মায়া মোহ ছাড়ি বুদ্ধি মান, অতএব নিত্য তত কৃষ্ণ ভক্তি করুণ সন্ধান, নিত্য তত কৃষ্ণ ভক্তি করুণ সন্ধান, ইজ এ নাইস সিটি অ্যাভেলেবল টু ইউ, হ্যাঁ ভেরি নাইস সিটি, কমপ্লিটলি এনগ্রসড অ্যাবজর্বড ইন এনজয়িং দিস সিটি, স্টেইং ইন দিস সিটি অ্যান্ড এনজয়িং, ইয়েস সিটি লিকর শপস আর দেয়ার, হ্যাঁ ব্রথেলস আর দেয়ার অলসো, হ্যাঁ ওপেন এয়ার থিয়েটার্স অলসো দেয়ার, হ্যাঁ সো মেনি নাইস প্লেসেস অফ enjoyment is also there, huh? Isn't it? Premji, pornographic? Pornographic, what is that? What is pornographic? Pornographic?
Pornographic magazine.
Pornographic magazines are displayed there. Yes, Premji goes there and enjoys their own eyes. Balmanda khai heri, parichinta ino nahi bhavi charibo. এ দেহ কোন দিন সো স্ট্রং অ্যাটাচমেন্ট, হ্যাঁ ওয়ান হাজ ডেভেলপড টু দিস সিটি, A nice city or ugly city? Huh? Very nice, isn't it? Not ugly, Baba. Is ugly? No. A very nice city. Enjoying going to liquor shop, drinking liquor? Yes. Becoming Indra. Now I am Indra. I am Indra, heavenly king. Oh, huh? Isn't it? Dancing with the heavenly angels there, nude clothes there, going there, drinking, dancing. Such a nice city. Yes, available. How? Why should I leave the society, Baba? Huh? I have gotten such a nice city. Balamanda khai hai. Killing innocent animals, eating their flesh, giving pleasure to the palate. Huh? Isn't it? Looking at nude girls, going to theater, print all nude girls, dancing this and this, watching. Balmanda Kai Hari Pari, putting on nice shirt, nice suit, iron, mustache, necktie. City, the owner of this city, king of this city here, master of this city, enjoy, isn't it? Never thinking of when I shall leave this city. That thought comes to you? Puranjan? Does that thought ever come to you? Since occasionally. Occasionally comes. Then you must be very, very morose and distressed. Oh, I have to leave this city. Are you becoming morose? Distress when that thought comes to you? Then he thinks of other thought and says, No. I shall make such arrangements. I'll never leave this thought. This city, isn't it? Alternative. Plans. Making plans. Making plans, projects. Some alternative arrangement I should make that I'll never leave this city. No? Forever, I'll stay here, isn't it? Such place, such nice city. Nahi bhaviye deho tharibo mandira. But I never think of, when I leave this city, I'll give up this body. What sort of thoughts are coming? Living in this city, what sort of thoughts are coming to you? Bolo, Puranja. Bolo. What sort of thought coming? Deho geho kalatra rechinta virata. Jagi chere mura buddhi kori hata. And this thought comes. Deho geho kalatra. Thought of this city, their body is city. Body is city. Who is living in the body, enjoying, thinking himself, owner of the body, master of the body, enjoyer, he is Puranjan. Who is not Puranjan? Everybody who thinks like that is a Puranjan. Yes. Yes, all are Puranjanas. Almost all are Puranjanas. Isn't it? Develop such very strong attachment to this body. This thought is always coming. Deho geho kalatra adi chinta. Thought of this body, thought of home and heart, thought of wife, son, daughter. Yes. They are residents here, giving me pleasure, enjoyment. That thought always comes, isn't it? How to enjoy more and more with them. Jagiche hudaye mora buddhi kari hatta. These thoughts are always coming. My intelligence is completely lost, isn't it? Isn't it? Completely lost, completely lost. Intelligence is completely lost. Hai, nahi bhavi onitya ye sabo. Jivana vigate kutha rahi ve vaiho. Alas! Alas! Shastra says, Sadhu says, Puranjani should know, Narada Muni saying to Puranjana, King Prachina Bharisat, telling the story of Puranjana, isn't it? You understand, these are all temporary. They are all temporary, anitya. Never, it is never stay with you forever, Baba. Death will come, everything is finished, isn't it? You have to leave, this body. Yamaraj sends his messengers, go there, drive him out from the city. Staying there? Demand claiming that the owner of this city? Enjoyer of this city? Drive him out, drive him out. So, messengers came in and driving out. So, what will happen to you? Are you ever, have you ever thought of this thing? Have you ever thought of Puranjan? He says sometimes. These thoughts should come always. Always. Jivan vigate kotha rahibe vaibhav. When this body is finished, it is devastated, finished, bump, they drop bumps. Bumps on this city, devastated city, whole cities, devastated now. Where is your objects of enjoyment now, Baba? Then they will take this city. Now city is dead, Baba. It's a clump of dead matters. Remove him, remove him, remove him. Take that dead clump of dead matters to the cremation ground, isn't it? That was taken to cremation ground. Now devastated city, no beauty, nothing now. Then they either bury it, the grave, or burn into ashes, or they live there. Then vihanga patangatai vihar karibe, kugur shruar sovanandita hoy, utsava karibe amar dehalay. And that will be nice food for dogs and jackals. Yes, nice food available now. They will make a very great grand festival, Baba, on your city. Puranjan, understand, Puranjan? Grand festival. They perform grand festival. The dogs and jackals, vultures. Oh, this nice city has come to us. Puranjan city, we will have nice festival, grand festival. Have you ever thought of this thing? No, he is not thinking at all. He is never thinking, only thinking I will remain here forever, this nice city available to me, and enjoy, and enjoy, and enjoy, enjoy. But you should understand, this is all temporary. One day it will be finished. Then what is, where is your objects of enjoyment now? Je dehar yehi gati tar anugato sansar vaibhavar bandhu janadato. This is the last consequence of this body, of this nice city. You are possessing, thinking that I am the possessor of this, owner of this city, enjoyer. Then those who are related to this body, kids and kin, your wife, son, daughter, friends, what will happen to them? Have you ever thought of this thing? Ate maya moh chari buddhiman nitya tattva krishna bhakti karuna sundhan. This is instruction for Puranjan, who has developed so strong attachment to this body, this nice city, thinking some enjoyer and possessor, owner of the city, completely forgetful of his goal of life. What is goal of life? Huh? Goal of life is Krishna. Huh? Who is the only enjoyer? Who is the only proprietor? Huh? Are you proprietor of your body, Puranjan? Oh, he thinks. He thinks, yes. This is my property, Baba. Now this city is my property, nice city I have gotten. I am proprietor. One who has property is a proprietor, isn't it? So Puranjan thinks he is a proprietor. Huh? But you should understand, Krishna is the sole proprietor. Isavasam idam sarvam. Isavasam idam sarvam. Isn't it? Huh? Everything belongs to Isa, Supreme Lord Krishna. Huh? Have you ever thought of Krishna? Huh? Now thinking? Not thinking now? I am speaking about Krishna. Still such thought is never coming to him. Huh? So I was saying, very thick, very thick layer. Hard, tough, thick layer of ignorance. It is not penetrating at all. Huh? Not penetrating. Indra's thunderbolt required. Let Indra drop his thunderbolt and penetrate it. So thick layer, very tough, very hard. Thick layer. Ignorance never penetrates. What's up? Sadhu Sastra Guru? Not penetrating? Not a little bit? Little bit penetrating, Look at Krishna. Laughing at you. He's laughing at you. It's for the problem here. My property, which is my property, saying my property. Krishna is laughing at you. Is it Krishna's property? You are saying my property means that Krishna is the only enjoyer. Krishna is the only master. Krishna is the only proprietor. So proprietor. What is Krishna's property? You Puranjan thinking my property? I'm enjoyer. He's laughing at you. Ode maya moho chari buddhiman nitya tattva Krishna bhakti karuna sannat. You are such a fool. Be intelligent. Therefore, give up this delusion. I am mine. Ata griha khetra sudhata vittir janasya mohyam aham mameti. Isn't it? Bhagavatam fifth canto says, griha khetra suto apta vita janasya mohyam aham mameti. Such Puranjans, say, those are developed so much, very strong attachment, this home and heart, this body. Yes, this is my home, my heart, griha khetra, my landed property, my body, bodily relations, wife, son, daughter, aham mama, I and mine, these are delusion, moha, janasya mohayam aham mameti. Because of this delusion, everybody is suffering here. Understand? This is the cause of your suffering. Everything belongs to Krishna. Krishna is the only relationship. Krishna is the only proprietor. Krishna is the only enjoyer. Jiva is not an enjoyer. Jiva cannot be an enjoyer. Do you belong to yourself? Whom do you belong to?
Krishna.
whispering. It's whispering. Why don't you say loudly? Cannot say loudly. Because he's a great pretender. Yes, great pretender. Only pretending. Krishna is saying, Krishna is pretending inside, saying, no, mine. Isn't it? A great pretender. Don't be a pretender. Huh? Give up your pretension. Huh? If somebody will pretend that he is sleeping, can you awaken him? Very difficult to awaken him, Baba. He is a pretender, pretending that he is sleeping. Huh? It's very difficult to awaken him. But he is really sleeping. He may be very easily awakened by his sound vibration. Jago, jago, jago! Jib jago, jib jago, jib jago! Gorachanda bole, koto nidra dao maya pisachira kole. But he cannot hear. He's a pretending. He's a great pretender, pretending I'm sleeping. Gorachanda, Mahaprabhu Sachinandam, Gaurahari, Kalsyo, Puranjan. Wake up! How long will you sleep in the lap of Maya in this nice city, Baba Puranjan? How long will you sleep? Nice apartment? AC apartment, AC? Sleeping, snoring, and Dunlop cushion. Nice cushion. In the lap of ugly with Maya in your city. He's calling you, Jib Jago, Jib Jago, Jib Jago, Puranjan. Wake up, Puranjan, wake up. But he's not here. He's not penetrating. Very thick layer. Very tough, hard, thick layer. Is not penetrating. Call up Mahaprabhu. Penetrating? A pretender. A pretender. One will pretend that is living. Nobody can awaken him. Even Mahaprabhu else. But what shall we do? Give up your pretension. Then you can very easily be awakened. Ode ma maya moho chari buddhima nitya tattva Krishna bhakti karuna sandhan. Who is buddhiman, who is intelligent, really intelligent, should give up this maya moho, illusion, delusion, and must endeavor how to develop complete Krishna consciousness or Krishna bhakti. Understand? This is the goal of life. Goal of life. It's not the goal of life that you stay in this nice city and enjoy. Understand me? So, this body is very dear to everybody, yes. Very dear to everybody. Krishna Balaram, you see. Krishna Balaram, when they are students in Sandipuni Maunij Ashram, who are Supreme Lord, you see, Krishna Balaram, Supreme Lord, they became students, disciples of Sandipuni Muni, isn't it? They went to Guru's Ashram. You have Guru? Then? You have Guru? Then? But have you accepted Guru? Say, yes, I have Guru. Have you accepted Guru? Say nothing. What is that? What he says? Have you accepted Guru?
I want to accept, but
You have not accepted, isn't it? A great pretender? How can you accept? Only pretends. He has accepted a guru, guru, not guru. Is guru. Huh? Understand my language? Huh? My language, understand? No. deaf. Huh? Cannot hear. He has not accepted guru, a guru. Guru. Guru means cattle, cow. Or bull, huh? Understand? Guru, huh? You follow me, huh? Yes. One person was there. He was going to his father-in-law's house, huh? Understand? Father-in-law's house. He's a blind man. Complete blind. How a blind man can go? Huh? There are no vision, no eyesight, how can he go? So he was going. So on the way, he met a gentleman and told him, "Oh sir, will you please help me? Take me to my father-in-law's house." You follow? He was a cowherd man. He was tending cows, bulls, in the pasturing ground there. Do you follow? Gentleman said, "Yeah, I cannot help you. I have this, I'm taking care of so many cows and bulls. But I have a very good bull. Do you understand? You catch hold of his tail. He'll take you. To your father-in-law's house. Very good bull." Then he brought that bull. All right, catch hold of this tail of this bull. Then he accepted a guru, cattle, cow or bull, guru. Do you understand me? Cut hold of his tail. Then bull jumped and ran hither and thither. Sometimes in thorny places, running, and that person is catching hold of the tail of the bull. thorny places there. His clothes were torn. So many injuries in the body. Sometimes rolling on the ground, that person, his whole body is injured. Whole clothes were torn. Then at last, he reached at the dead of night. At last reached at his father-in-law's house. They came up. Who is there? A thief has come. The people came out from his father-in-law's house. Danda, stick. Bet him. A thief. Thief has come and stolen a bull at dead of night coming here. Then beat him very severely. And one strong and stout person of that gave a very big press that his hand became separated from the top. Do you understand? What happened to him? Suffered so much. Do you follow? If you won't accept guru, or accepted a guru, then this will be condition. Understand my language, what I say? What is teaching point? Whole body is injured, clothes were torn, and so much, beatings. Is a pretender? One who is pretender and pretends only he has accepted guru, but never following the instructions of guru, how can we go back to Godhead? Only he has accepted guru and his condition will be like that. Understand me? But Krishna Balaram went to gurus. They accepted guru, Sandipani Muni. Thereby they taught us one must accept guru. Do you understand? Human being. Otherwise, he cannot achieve the goal of life. Goal of life is to develop complete Krishna consciousness. to understand Krishna, see Krishna, get Krishna. That is goal of life. Accept Guru means completely surrender unto Guru. Do you follow? Completely surrender unto Guru. No pretension, no partial, no artificial surrender. Complete surrender, 100% surrender. Body, mind and speech. Huh? When one completely surrenders, then he surrenders with his body, mind, speech. Understand? Kaya manubhakya. Puranjana, understand? Then, his body now, your body, mind and speech becomes Guru's. It's Guru's property, isn't it? Huh? Who dedicates everything? His body, mind and speech, everything, he dedicates to Guru. Huh? Mahaprabhu has taught us, Krishna has taught us. Do you understand? When Mahaprabhu went to Gaya, to offer oblations to his deceased father. Understand my language? This is social custom. Social custom. So, to follow social custom, Mahaprabhu went to Gaya. Gaya Tirtha. Tirtha, holy place of pilgrimage. But he met his guru there. Understand? He met his guru there, Ishwarapuri. Therefore Mahaprabhu says, coming to Gaya is successful. I achieved success coming to Gaya. Therefore, he offered some prayer to Ishwarapuri. It's mentioned in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhu boli Gaya jatra sapala maro. Jatakhyani dekhilam charana tomaro. Jatakhyani dekhilam charana tomaro. Pithe pindo dile seni sare pitru gana. Tore sei jana, sei jare pindo deo, tore sei jana. Toma dekhi lei batro, koti pitru gana. Tirthanahi kumaru samana. Ataiva tirthanahi kumaru samana. Paramatmi mangala pradana. Tithirao paramatmi mangala pradhanu. Sankaro samudra haite udhara mure. Sankaro samudra haite udhara mure. Tomare Yami, Yasama, নামো তোমার। ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড পুরঞ্জন, মিস্টার পুরঞ্জন? হ্যাঁ, আর মহাপুরুষে প্রভু বলে গয়া যাত্রা সফল আমার, যতক্ষণে দেখিলাম চরণ তোমার। স্পিকিং টু ঈশ্বরপুরী, কামিং টু গয়া, মাই কামিং টু গয়া ইজ সাকসেসফুল। তীর্থে পিণ্ড দেলে সে নিস্তরে পিতৃগণ, যার পিণ্ড দেহ তরে সেই জন। টু গিভ অব্লেশনস টু দিস ইজ ফর ফাদার্স, পিপল গো টু তীর্থ লাইক গয়া। They utter names there, his father name, grandfather name, great-grandfather name. They may be delivered, but whose names he cannot utter? They cannot be delivered. How many names can one utter? Father, grandfather, great-grandfather, or great-great-grandfather, right? How many names? But such a Vaishnava, like Ishwarpuri, তোমার দেখলে মাত্র কোটি পিতৃগণ সেই সর্বন্ধ পায় বিমোচন। সম্মান ইজ ফর্চুনেট, শ্রী সচে বৈষ্ণব লাইক ঈশ্বরপুরী মা ভাগবত, ক্রস 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 অফ ফোর ফাদার্স উইল বি ইমিডিয়েটলি ডেলিভার্ড। সচ গ্রেট দ্যাট ফর মা প্রসেস কামিং টু গয়া, মাই কামিং টু গয়া ইজ সাকসেসফুল বিকজ আই সর ইউ তীর্থের পরম তুমি মঙ্গল প্রধান, তীর্থ রয়ে তোমার সমান। বাট তীর্থ হোলি প্লেস ইজ নট ইকুয়াল টু ইউ, ও বৈষ্ণব ঠাকুর, ইউ আর দি তীর্থ অফ দি তীর্থ। দ্যারফোর ইমিডিয়েটলি সংসার সমুদ্র হইতে উদ্ধার হো মরে, এই আমি দেহ সমর্পিলাম তোমার, প্লিজ ডেলিভার মি ফ্রম দিস dreadful ocean of materialistic existence. I am a great Puranjan. I am completely absorbed in this city, enjoying, yes, thinking myself as an enjoyer. As a consequence, I have been suffering. He is conscious. But this Puranjana is callous fellow, callous. Are you conscious or callous? He's callous. He says he's callous. Why are you so callous, Baba? Very thick layer. Very tough, very hard, tough layers, thick layers. It is not penetrating words of Sadhu, Shastra, Guru, words of Mahaprabhu are not penetrating. Not penetrating? Such callousness coming. I asked Indradev to drop his thunderbolt on you, smash you in. A light, it will be a light. Yeah. All right, then I'll go. Indradev, drop his thunderbolt on you, smash everything, then callousness will go, to get new birth, then consciousness may come. This birth is impossible. Mahapuru sansar samudra hite udharo more, eyami deho samarpinam tomar. I dedicate my deho, my body to you. Understand? Please deliver me from the dreadful ocean of materialistic existence. This is when one accepts Guru, he dedicates everything, his body, his mind, his speech. Himself, complete dedication. That means that becomes Guru's. So you are not dedicated.
Still learning how to think.
Once one accepts Guru, surrenders unto Guru, dedicates everything. My body, my mind and speech, myself, my complete dedicate. It belongs to Gurus. How can you say, Puranjan, my property, my city, I am enjoying, enjoyer, I am owner? Is it yours? That example Krishna Balaram has set up. Krishna Balaram went to Guru's ashram, Sandipani Muni's ashram, became brahmacharis there, serving Guru. They dedicated everything, their body, mind and speech, yes, that's example. They set off. One day there was no fuel in ashram, so food cannot be cooked. Guru Mata, Guru Patni says, oh, my boys, there is no fuel today in the ashram. How the cook can be cooked? Do you go to forest, fetch wood? Krishna Balaram took up axe in their hand, went to forest to fetch wood. Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, by His will is supreme will, by His mere willing, the creation takes place, annihilation takes place. It's a mere willing. Why he has to go to forest to fetch wood? He would have willed truck, 100,000 truckload of fuel would have come there to the ashram. Isn't it? But they ended up going to the forest with the axe in hand. Now set up example. One must serve Guru. Dubala, I am Gurus. I don't belong to myself. I belong to Guru, Gauranga. My body, my speech, whatever my soul is their property. It's not my property. I am Deha Samar Pilam Tamari Mahaprabhu says. I dedicate my body to you. The body becomes Guru's property. It's not Puranjana's property. The Puranjana thinks his property. The Bala then went to forest taking axe from there. And then wonderful incident took place. Such nice leela he manifested. Violent storm came. Thundering there, lightning there, torrential rain, dark night. Whole land was inundated. Do you follow? They couldn't return to the ashram. Do you follow? Standing underneath a tree, two boys, whole night. Such heavy downpour. They are shivering. As if ordinary human beings. Shivering. So, Chandipani Muni, whole night, very violent storm, he couldn't go. Dark night, raining, thundering, he couldn't go to the forest. Always thinking, two boys went to forest. Couldn't return, thinking. So, the dawn, early in the morning, the storm stopped, Chandipani Muni went there. Do you understand? He saw two boys standing, Krishna Balaram standing beneath a tree and shivering. What he says? 10th canto, Bhagavatam, 80th chapter, text 40 and 41 says, Aho me putraka juyam asmadarthi ati dukkhita atma vai praninam prishtha samana duta matpara. He embraced them. Chandipani Muni said, Oh my dear boys, this body is very dear to everybody. Yes. Isn't it? Puranjan is very dear, nice city. I have got a nice city. Decoration with gold, silver and iron. This description given here. Juyaka. My dear boys, this body is very dear to everybody. But you have developed so love and affection for me. Developed so much love and affection for me that you didn't take care of this nice body. It is very dear to everybody. You sustained so much suffering, bodily suffering for myself. Understand? Because they have dedicated their body to Guru, is Guru's property. That's to be utilized for Guru's pleasure, Guru's service. It's not for my pleasure. Understand, Mr. Puranjan? Understand, Puranjan? Then he says, Eta devahi sasishyai kartabhyam guru niskrutam jadvai visuddhabhavi na sarvathatma param guru. One who dedicates his body as lotus feet of guru, and serves guru, utilizing his body in various ways to serve guru, giving pleasure to guru with love and affection, and sustains all sorts of bodily suffering, bodily distress for the service of guru, he is satsisya, satsisya, satsisya. Understand me? He is satsisya. Yes. So, what type of sisya you are? Asatsisya, asatsisya. You are setting up that example, isn't it? Krishna Balaram set up that example, one, how one will become satsisya. But Puranjana is setting up this example, how one become asatsisya. Yes, my body, my nice sisti, I have gotten. Yes, I will enjoy. I will enjoy. This is a city of my enjoyment. Isn't it? You follow me? One should understand. It is not your property. It is Guru's property. Krishna's property, Baba. Everything belongs to Krishna. I belong to Krishna. I am Krishna's eternal servant. Krishna is my eternal master. My body, my mind, my speech, whatever I say, my home, heart, everything belongs to Him. Amar bolite prabhu ar kichu na, tumi amar matro pita bandhu bhai. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I cannot say anything mine, everything belongs to you. You are my father, you are my mother, you are my brother. Everything belongs to you, my body, I belong to you, my body, mind and speech, all belong to you. What about the relations, my wife, son, daughter, all belong to you. They are all your das, dasi, your servant and my servants. Sita samandesara samanda amar. We have to develop this relationship. Relationship with Krishna. Eternal relationship. Perfect eternal loving relationship. Understand? That we are teaching. Shastra, sadhu, shastra, guru. Understand me? Vanu dasa, he is not Puranjan. He is not Puranjan. Vibala. He knows everything belongs to Krishna. It's Krishna's property. Krishna is the sole proprietor. I am Krishna's property. I don't belong to myself. Krishna is my eternal servant. I am his eternal. Krishna is my eternal master and I am his eternal servant. He knows, his bhakta knows, his Vaishnava knows. Do you understand? He has dedicated everything, body, mind and speech, home, heart, everything. Lotus of Guru, lotus feet of Guru, Gauranga, Krishna. মানস দেহ গেহ যে কিছু মোর অর্পিলো তুইয়া পদে নন্দ কিশোর মানস দেহ যে কিছু মোর সম্পদে বিপদে জীবনে মরণে দায় মঙ্গেলা তুয়া পদ বরণী সম্পদে বিপদে জীবনে মরণী দায় মঙ্গেলা তুয়া পদ বরণী মারো বিরাখবি যো ইচ্ছা তোমার নিত্য দাস প্রতি তুইয়া অধিকার মারো বীরা কবি যো ইচ্ছা তোমার নিত্য দাস প্রতি তুইয়া অধিকার. Do you understand? This is a song written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Janaka janani doita tanayo Prabhu Guru Pati Tum sarvamaya Janaka janani doita tanayo Prabhu Guru Pati Tum sarvamaya Bhakti binoda kahe Suno ahe kano Radhanatha tum Amaro purano Bhakti binoda kahe Suno ahe kano Radhanatha tum Amaro purano Mahadana bhakyo Sadhu Guru Mahadana Understand? Huh? Narada Muni Mahadana now telling this story to King Prahadina Barisat. He is telling his story, Prahadina Barisat's story. Telling this allegorical story of Puranjan. Your story. His body story, Baba, Puranjan. Friends' story. Yes, all are Puranjanas. Manasa deho geho jokitsumuro. Or Pilutu Yapade Nanda Kishore. Oh, Nanda Kishore, son of Nanda Maharaj, I dedicate everything, my mind, my body, my home, heart, whatever mind, everything to you. It now becomes yours, your property. When one dedicates, then whose property? Dedicates. Then it becomes Krishna's property, property of Guru and Gauranga. No more his. Sampade, vipade, jivane, marane, daya, mamangala, tuya, upadabarani. In time of, what is this?
In good fortune or in bad, in life or in death, all my difficulties have disappeared by choosing those feet of yours as my only shelter.
Only shelter, was chosen it. Marami rakhovi joicha tohara nitya dasa pratitvaya adhikara. I am your eternal servant, I am completely surrendered, I am completely dedicated at your lotus feet. I am not mine, I am yours. Then you have full right on me. Marami rakhovi, whatever you want to kill me or keep me. If you want to kill me, kill me. If you want to keep me, keep me. Whatever you want, whatever pleases you, do it. Because your property is not my property. It's your property. You can do whatever you like. Understand? He is your sole owner, proprietor. He can keep his property or he can destroy his property. It's up to him. Then, that Puranjan says his property. Give up this thing. Krishna Karamati. Who is completely surrender. He never says I and mine. What he says? What he says? Bolo. You don't know? You don't know? Are you not hearing? Are you not hearing? This is Atmanivedan. Krishna bina rakhya karta ar nahi. Krishna bina rakhya karta nahi keho aro. Krishna bina rakhya karta aro. Krishna jepa logomatro jani me amaro. Krishna jepa logomatro jani me amaro. Adham durgato amichu nahi ko amaro. Durgato kichu nahi ko amaro. Krishna ro sang sare ami Radhe Naiko Amaro Amidino Okinchana Sokole Rotaro Amidino Okinchana Sokole Rotaro Krishna Ro Sansare Ami Adichiro Daso Krishna Sansare Ami
Adichiro Daso
Krishna Icha Mata Kriya Amaro Prayaso Krishna Icha Mata Kriya Amaro Prayaso Ami Karta Ami Data Ami Paro Ita Ami Karta Ami Data Amaro Ye Deho Geho Santana Bonita Amaro Ye Deho Geho Ami Vitro Ami Sudro Ami Pita Poti Raja, Ami Praja, Santane Rogati, Ami Raja, Ami Praja,
Santane Rogati,
Ehi Sava Buddhi Chari, Krishna Karo Mati, Ehi Sava Krishna Karta, Krishna Icha, Matra Balavati. Krishna Karta, Krishna Icha, Matra Balavati. Krishna Raje Hoi Icha, Tai Karibo. Anusare Kichu na chintibo Nijo icha Anusare Kichu na chintibo This is Atmanivedana, understand? Complete dedication. Dedicating my body, mind, speech and self. Understand? Krishna vina rakhya karta nahi kehoar Krishna ji paloko matro janibe amar Krishna is my maintainer Krishna is my protector huh? Have not you accepted it? No, Puranjan tries to protect himself, isn't it? My city enjoyer, I am master enjoyer, I will protect it, huh? Isn't it? Can you protect it? Then, why you say, I mind? Huh? Krishna's property, dedicated to Krishna. Don't bother about its maintenance and protection. Krishna will take care of it. Huh? Understand? One has dedicated everything to Krishna. His body, mind, speech, soul, everything. Then it becomes Krishna's property. Then Krishna maintains it, Krishna protects. Understand? Krishna is the only maintainer, Krishna is my protector. Huh? He never bothers about his maintenance and protection. Never, brother. Why, brother? My maintainer is there, my protector is there. But you are bothering. Huh? Yes. Yes, brother. My. Very nice city. I have gotten. Yes. I am owner. I am master. I am in charge. I am in the Nokinchana Sakaler Char. Aramadrugata Kishanahinka Amar. I am Dina, poor, degraded, most degraded, I am a kinchan, I am pauper, I have nothing in this material world, I have nothing in this material world, no asset, nothing, I am lowest of the low, sagolir sar, most insignificant creature I am, isn't it? Everything belongs to Krishna, those are Amiya, Sichirodhat, Krishna Ichabhata Kriya Amar Priya. I am living in Krishna Sansar. Understand my language? But you, Puranjan, living in your city, your Sansar, isn't it? Yes, Puranjan says. What Puranjan says? I am living in my city, my Sansar. Your Sansar? Can you protect your Sansar? That's why you say mine. Give up this I and mine from this moment. All right?
It's very difficult to develop that mentality. It's very difficult to develop that mentality. Completely giving everything to Krishna, which isn't saying it's easy to do, because I'm habituated to so many other activities.
But you can protect it, Baba! Then, you know it, this thing, here from sadhu, sastra guru, have you intelligence? Direct of intelligence. Hear this, the intelligence, completely dedicate everything, factually everything belongs to him. Don't say yes. Moha, delusion. This is the reason, cause for suffering. Yes. Krishna Sansaram Yasi Chiradas Krishna Ichamat Sakyamar Praya. I am in Krishna's city. Krishna's city, not my city. Dwarka city belongs to Krishna. I am in Krishna's city, Dwarka city. I am eternal servant of Krishna. Krishna is supreme proprietor. His will is supreme will. I am no separate will. What Krishna wills, I do. But you do according to your own will, isn't it? Yes. Give up that thing. One who completely surrenders, no more independence. No separate will. Same will. What Krishna will, that is same. No separate will. The Puranjan thinks, I am door. I am maintainer. I am the master of this city, this body, this home and heart, my wife, my son, my daughter. I am father, I am husband, I am king of this city, all these things. But Sadhu Guru Mahadam said, give up all these things, Ei sava buddhi kari krishne karamati, krishna karta, krishna ichha matra balavati. Give up this intelligence. I and mine. Krishna is maintainer. Krishna is proprietor. Krishna is supreme lord. Krishna is doer. Krishna's will is supreme will. Very, very supreme will. Krishna is almighty, all-powerful. Whatever Krishna wills, that I do. Understand? This is Atmanivedan, complete dedication. Understand? So it's completely dedicated. He never says, I am my, everything belongs to Krishna. Whatever Krishna wills, he'll do. His property. If he wants to keep his property, he may keep. If he wants to destroy his property, he may destroy it. Can you keep it? If Krishna destroys Krishna's property, Puranjan, understand? This is a story, Narada Muni allegorically telling. Do follow? song, song. Also there is story, Mahaprabhu teaches also. Understand? Mahaprabhu also teaches. Sanatana Goswami, in the life of Sanatana Goswami, you'll find. Sanatana Goswami was coming to Nirato, Purushottam Dham. Mahaprabhu was staying there, taking up sannyas. Mahaprabhu had told them to come sometimes at intervals to stay in Vrindavan, do this thing, write books, as a rabbit, Lost Tirtha, Seva Prakash, all these things, four things they ordered, and sometimes come to Nilachala Dham. Sanatana Goswami was coming, through the jungle path. At that time, no such communication system, no trains, no buses. Coming, walking. Yes. Do you understand? Jharikhanda Banapatha. Forest path, Jharikhanda forest. Sanatana was coming to Nilachala Puridham. At that time, in his body, itches came out. Kanduroga. Puff coming out, blood coming out, bad odor coming out, nasty body. It's a very good city, have you got on? Uranyatya, nasty, very nasty. Yes, jase atma buddhi kunapeti dhatke, that part is also there. So he thought of, this nasty body, giving all trouble. Srila Prabhupada says, my guru says, this metal body is first hindrance, yes. It gives so much trouble to us, Or say some of the senses are there. I am hungry now, I am tired now, I'll sleep, I'll eat. Urge of the sex now, I'll enjoy sex now, isn't it? Urge of the tongue, urge of the genital, So many urges, Dragging me. Taking away so much time, isn't it, Premji? Premji looking at the pornographic magazine pictures and eye dragging. Are you doing any more? Pornograph, no more. He has given up, you see. He has given up. Yes. So, Sanatana Goswami thought of nasty body, I'll finish this body. Finish this body, I'll go to Jagannath Puri Dham. Sri Mahaprabhu, Sri Jagannath, Jagannath Ratha Yatra. Car? So I'll lie down there, Jagannath. Ratha, car, roll, his wheels roll on my body, body will be finished there. He thought of that way. He came. Thereby I'll give up this body. This thought he came, because this nasty body, pap deha, is a very sinful body. It is so tough, suffering. So he came and stayed in the cottage of Haridas Thakur. Have you seen it?
Sorry.
Yes. You have seen it? Oh. Then you are not callous. Conscious. Are you conscious? No? I said no. No conscious. Callous. Stayed in Haridas Thakur's cottage. Do you understand? Haridas Thakur, when Sanatana Goswami arrived there, Haridas Thakur paid dandavat, pranam, asked Haridas Thakur, asked him, are you elder brother of Rupa Goswami? He has heard from Mahaprabhu. Are you elder brother of Rupa Goswami? And he knew Haridas Thakur. Embraced him. Tried to embrace. Yes. Your elder brother of Rupa Goswami. Sanatana Goswami said, yes, I am that most degraded fellow of them. I am that most degraded fellow, the elder brother of Rupa. Yes, degraded fellow of them. Haridas Thakur said, I have heard so much. Your glory from Mahaprabhu. Sanatana Goswami says, what glory is this? Adham degraded, most sinful person I am. What glory is there? Oh, You are Vaishnava Siromani. The crest jewel of Vaishnavas. Mahaprabhu has said, there is no such vijna vyakti, prajna vyakti, such knowledgeable, such learned scholar like you in the whole world. Mahaprabhu has said, immediately Sanatana Goswami closed his ears. Vishnu, 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 what are you saying? Isn't it? But if Puranjan hears, I am such a great person. Yes, very nice glorification. Puranjan is very happy now. Then, in the next morning, Mahaprabhu came. Every day Mahaprabhu comes to give darshan to Haridas Thakur before going to sea bath. Mahaprabhu came. So Haridas Thakur paid dandavat. Sanatana Goswami paid dandavat at a distance. He didn't come closer. And Haridas Thakur said, Sanatana is paying obeisances. Mahaprabhu said, Achha, Sanatana has come? Oh yes, where is he? Who is there? Paying dandavat at a distance. Mahaprabhu ran there. Mahaprabhu ran there, lifted him from the ground and embraced, tried to embrace. But Sanatana said, Oh my Lord, please don't touch me, please don't touch me. I am most degraded, most fallen, most sinful person, and this nasty body I have. These itches have come out, so many, so much pus is coming, blood is coming. Do you understand? Do you understand? Bad odor is coming, please don't touch me. Do you understand? What Mahaprabhu said? Mahaprabhu said, Sanatana, is this body yours? Is this body yours? Puranjan says, yes, my body, my city. Understand? Is this body yours? Or anybody else's? Is this body yours? Or mine? Puranjan? Is body yours or mine? You are saying callous now, he's concerned. Now he's not mine. My body, my property? Are you concerned?
I'm with the other.
Softness coming. Then Mahaprabhu embraced him tightly. Do you understand? Then Mahaprabhu introduced him to other devotees, Vaishnavas. Another day, Mahaprabhu came to the cottage of Haridas Thakur. Mahaprabhu told Sanatana, he had thought of to give up this body under the Ratha, Jagannath Ratha, understand me? Mahaprabhu knows everything. Mahaprabhu is super soul, isn't it? He knows everything. Mahaprabhu says, Sanatana, by giving up body or committing suicide, Krishna will never be available, Baba. This is tamadharma, tamadharma. The dharma of ignorance, tamoguna. Understand? By bhajan only Krishna is available. Understand? Mahaprabhu Antarjami, who is super soul in the heart, he knows everything he says. Sanatana deho tyage Krishna jadi paye Sanatana deho tyage. You have Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Leela, you see. Sanatana deho tyage Krishna jadi paye Sanatana deho tyage. Koti deho khyana ke tabe Sarite pari Koti deho khyana ke tabe Sarite pari Deho त्यागे कृष्ण ना पाई ताईये भजने दे त्यागे कृष्ण ना पाई ये भजने कृष्ण प्राप्ति उपायो को नाही भक्ति दीने कृष्ण प्राप्ति भक्ति देह त्यागादी जतो सबतम धर्म देह तम रज धर्मे कृष्ण रे ना पाइए धर्म तम रज धर्मे कृष्ण रे भक्ति बिना कृष्ण कभु नए प्रेम दो भक्ति बिना कृष्ण कभु बिना कृष्ण प्राप्ति अन्य होते नयो प्रेम बिना कृष्ण प्राप्ति अन्य होते नयो देह त्यागादि तम धर्म पातक कारण देह त्यागादि तम धर्म साधो को ना पायता ते कृष्णे रोचरण साधो को ना पायता ते कृष्णे रोचरण प्रेमी भक्तो भियोगे ताहे देह थारीते प्रेम प्रेमे कृष्ण मिले से हो ना पाए मरीते प्रेमे कृष्ण मिले से हो তাতে অনুরাগী বাঁধে আপন মরণ তাতে অনুরাগী বাঁধে বুদ্ধি ছাড়িয়া কর শ্রবণ কীর্তন অতি রাত পাবে তবে কৃষ্ণ প্রেম ধন অতি রাত পাবে তবে ট্রান্সলেশন সনাতন দেহ ত্যাগে কৃষ্ণ যদি পাইয়ে কোটি দেহ ক্ষণ কে তুমি চালিতে পারে
মাই ডিয়ার সনাতন If I could attain Krishna by committing suicide, I would certainly give up millions of bodies without a moment's hesitation.
Yes.
You should know that one cannot attain Krishna simply by giving up the body.
Yes.
Krishna is attainable by devotional service.
Bhajan, only by bhajan. Yes.
There is no other means to attain him. Acts such as suicide are influenced by the mode of ignorance.
Yes.
And in ignorance and passion one cannot understand who Krishna is.
Yes.
Unless one discharges devotional service, one cannot awaken one's dormant love for Krishna.
So? Dharma and love for Krishna cannot have it. How can it? Without bhajan, without devotional service. Yes.
There is no means to attain him other than awakening that dormant love.
Yes, prema.
Measures like suicide are causes for sin.
That is sinful activity. Yes.
A devotee never achieves shelter at Krishna's lotus feet by such actions.
By committing suicide, finishing this body. Yes.
Because of feelings of separation from Krishna, an exalted devotee sometimes wants to give up his life.
Yes.
By such ecstatic love, however, one attains the audience of Krishna, and at that time, he cannot give up his body.
Body, yes.
One who is deeply in love with Krishna cannot tolerate separation from the Lord. Therefore, such a devotee always desires his own death. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sanatan Goswami, give up all your nonsensical desires.
Give up this nonsensical desire. Understand? That you are enjoyer of this city. Give up this nonsensical. Krishna is enjoyer.
Give up all your nonsensical desires, for they are unfavorable for getting shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. Engage yourself in chanting and hearing. Then you will soon achieve the shelter of Krishna without a doubt.
All right. Mahaprabhu said this thing. Understand, friendji? Then Sanatana heard. Sanatana thought of, I have not told anybody what I have thought of in my mind. Huh? But Mahaprabhu knew everything. Huh? Because he is super soul. He is in the heart. He knows everything. Hearing these things, Sanatana Goswami became amazed and said, Sarvajna Kripalu Tumi Ishvara Svatantra Sarvajna Kripalu Tumi Ishvara Svatantra Jaise na jao, taise na ji Jena kastho tantra Jaise na jao, taise na ji Jena kastho tantra Nisho bhama pamaro mi Pamaro so bhavo Nisho bhama pamaro mi More diya ile tomar kiba hobe labh More diya ile tomar kiba hobe labh. Yes, returns with him. Sanatana Goswami said,
My Lord, you are omniscient, merciful, independent, supreme Lord. Exactly like an instrument of wood, I dance as you make me do so.
Yes, I am a dancing puppet in your hand. Yes.
I am low born. Indeed, I am the lowest. I am condemned, for I have all the characteristics of a sinful man. If you keep me alive, what will be the profit?
What will be the profit? Mahaprabhu says, Sanatan, you have dedicated everything to me. Isn't it? Not? Yes, yes. You have dedicated everything to me, then your body is my property. Puranjan, understand? It's not your property, it's my property. What right you have to destroy my property? Isn't it? Can you understand what is dharma, what is adharma? Mahaprabhu said, Tumara sarira moro pradhana sadhana
Tumara sarira moro pradhana sadhana
E sarire sadhimu ami Bahu prayodana E sarire sadhimu ami
Bahu prayodana
Bhakta bhakti krishna prema Tattvero nidharo
Bhakta bhakti krishna prema Tattvero nidharo
Vaishnavero Krityaro Vaishnava Acharo
Vaishnavero Krityaro Vaishnava Acharo
Krishna Bhakti Krishna Prema Seva Prabha Tana
Krishna Bhakti Krishna Prema Seva Prabha Tana
Lupta Tittho Udhararo Vairagya Lakshana
Lupta Tittho Udhararo Vairagya Lakshana
Nija priya thana moro Mathura vrinda vana
Nija priya thana moro Mathura vrinda
vana Tahajato dharma chahi Karite pracharana
Tahajato
सब कर्म आमी जे जे करिमु
ए सब कर्म आमी जे जे करिमु
ता छाड़ीते सा तुमी के मने सईमु
ता छाड़ीते
Yes, re-translation. Tumar sarira mor pradhan sadhana.
Your body is my principal instrument.
So? Your body is my principal instrument, huh? Understand, Mahaprabhu said.
Your body is my principal instrument for executing many necessary functions.
So? Yes?
By your body, I shall carry out many tasks.
Many tasks? Yes.
You shall have to ascertain the basic principles of a devotee, devotional service, love of Godhead, Vaishnava duties, and Vaishnava characteristics.
Yes.
You will also have to explain Krishna's devotional service, establish centers of cultivation for love of Krishna,
so?
Excavate lost places of pilgrimage, and teach people how to adopt the renounced order.
Yes.
Mathura Vrindavan is my own very dear abode. I want to do many things there to preach Krishna consciousness.
Sure. Yes.
I have to do all this work through your body.
Through your body.
But you want to give it up.
You want to give it up. You want to enjoy it. You want to think that mine property, I am enjoying it. Puranja. Yes. Yes, bolo.
How can I tolerate it?
Give up all this nonsensical thought. Understand, Mr. Puranjan? This is teaching of Mahaprabhu. Then Mahaprabhu told Haridas Thakur, Suno harira pare dravyo iho chayen kori te dinasa Suno haridasa परे द्रव्य यहाँ चाहेन कहते बिना परे द्रव्य सत्य द्रव्य केहो ना खाए बिलाए निजे दियो यहारे जे ना करे अन्याय यू फाइंड आउट टेलिंग हरदास ठाकुर सनातन गोस्वामी नाम से महाप्रभु से तो हरदास ठाकुर हरिदास सुनो हरिदास परे द्रव्य Yes, read from there.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said to Haridas Thakur, My dear Haridas, please hear me. This gentleman wants to destroy another's property.
This gentleman wants to enjoy another's property. This is Puranjan. Yes.
One who is entrusted with another's property does not distribute it or use it for his own purposes. Therefore, tell him not to do such an unlawful thing.
Unlawful thing? Yes. Premji, tell him. Premji is one of them.
Kalidas Thakur replied, "We are falsely proud of our capabilities. Actually, we cannot understand your deep intentions. Unless you inform us, we cannot understand what your purpose is.
Yes.
Nor what you want to do through whom."
All right. Understand. This is teaching of Mahaprabhu. Huh? Huh? Parerdrabhya is not your body. It's Krishna's body. It's Guru's body. Huh? Why do you want to enjoy it? Huh? You are not enjoyer, you are not owner, you are not proprietor. Guru and Gauranga, owner, proprietor, they are enjoyer. Huh? You have this nonsensical thought. You follow me? Yes, Mahaprabhu, sir. Huh? He is not Puranjan, who never thinks that I am the enjoyer, I am the proprietor of this body, I am the owner of the body. No, it is Krishna, it is Guru, it is Gauranga. He is not Puranjan. Huh? Otherwise, everybody is Pranjan. Huh? Then comes the Syatabuddhi Kunapeti Dhate, Sodhi Kalatradi Subhamajadhi, Dattitha Buddhi Salina Nakarichi, Janesu Abhigyesu, Soyeva Gokara. One was developed, one was accepted this body, the Kunapa, the bag. Kunapa means the bag, filled with Vata Pitta Kapha, mucus, bile, air, the self, isn't it? Those are related to this bag. Wife, son, daughter, mine. And land in which this bag is born is my motherland, birth land. It's to be worshipped, never says. All worshipable deity is Krishna. Janesu abhigyesu saeva gokharja tiktha buddhi sariri nakarishe janesu abhigyesu saeva gokharja. One goes to tiktha sthan, holy places, only to have a dip in the holy water and wash of deep sea. But never associate sadhus for whose presence the place has become tirtha. He may be a great person here in this material world or material society, but no better than a cow and ass. He is not called a human being. He cannot be categorized as a human being. He is either cow or ass, two-legged animals, isn't it? So, one thinks this body is the self, body is my property, body is, I am the proprietor of this property, I am the enjoyer of this property, nice city. He cannot be categorized as a human being. He is either an ass or cow, animal, two-legged animals, do you understand? Without horn, without tail. Puccha visana hina. Animal has horn and tail, and you have no horn and tail, Puranja. It's quadruped, you are biped, isn't it? Two-legged animal. Not human being. This is last part. And this is now 10. I'm not going to explain this thing. It will take another day. Thank you very much. Upadhi Maharaj ki jai. Samaveda Bhaktananda ki jai.
Hari Hari Vithale Jana Mango Aino.
Hari Hari Vithale Jana Mango Aino.
Hari Hari Vithale Jana Mango না কইলু পায়, হরি হরি জুড়াইতে না কইলু পায়, হরি জুড়াইতে না কইলু পায়, রজেন্দ্র নন্দন যেই শশি সুত হইল সেই,
বিষয় বিষম বিষ সত কথা বিষয় Bhavana, bhavana, mano, kuni, abhi, dushto, bhavana, bhavana, ভেবে দেখো হে, একবারে ভেবে দেখো হে,
একবারে ভেবে দেখো হে, একবারে ভেবে দেখো
হে, একবারে ভেবে দেখো হে, একবারে ভেবে দেখো হে,
একবারে ভেবে দেখো হে, একবারে ভেবে দেখো হে,
বৈষ্ণব পরমি ভগবতি
বৈষ্ণব পরমি
থাকো সদা হরি বলে ডাকো,
জনম সফলতা কৃষ্ণ ভাগ্যে হইয়াছে একবার